line. It almost Sanchez'd him backwards there by about 2 yards. Gains a yard, 3rd and 4.
Number 13, Tanner Foley, making the big hit from the backfield.
4:02 left in the fourth quarter. 3rd down for the Bearcats off the left hash, left to right across your radio. More than likely going to be going home with a victory here, their first of the year over the USA Patriots. And it's a handoff right through the middle, all the way down to the 7-yard line, dragging defenders with him is Derek Brown yet again, tallying up more and more yards down to the 7-yard line, 1st and goal coming up for the Bearcats.
Boy, leaps and bounds difference when he carries the ball. He just drags defenders. You blink and he's got 10 yards before you even know it. Brandon Bolesman tripped him up short of the 5-yard line.
1st and goal now for the Bearcats. T formation still right under center. And it's a handoff to the right to number 23, Welton. Gets down to the 3-yard line. It's a gain of 3. Now 2nd and goal from the 3.
Hunter Streeter, number 45, first to meet him.
Derek Brown now with 110 yards on 17 carries on the night. 2nd and goal from the 3-yard line.
Harbor Beach now leads 28-0. Austin Seltz with a touchdown run. Josh Shelke has 3 touchdown runs.
Right before halftime indeed from the Vassar U.S. Harbor Beach game. And Ubley is very close to the end zone here, all the way down to the half yard line. Chandler Fritz brings in the tackle. I did not even see the ball carrier on that one.
Yeah, it was Rosenthal there. Dominic Rosenthal, the fullback, getting tripped up and taken out just at the 1/2-yard line, Clark.
Rosenthal has a bright future here for this Ubley squad, of course being a sophomore. 160 pounds, 6 foot, good build, and has some legs underneath him with some strength. He sits on the right side of the tee. 3rd and goal. And they're going to hand it off to him again. He dives in for this one. He is in for the score. Touchdown Rosenthal for Ubley, his first career varsity touchdown. And now it's 28-0. Ubley leading USA with 2:02 left in the fourth quarter. 2nd touchdown. Thank you, Kayla Carson, for that one. Keep me on my toes up here.
She is the director.
And now Rosenthal with 56 yards off of 12 carries. Doing that all night. 2:02.
Only 2 minutes left, buddy.
just add it to the list of grievances and we'll be all set. Ubley going for 2 points here. Trying to make this 30-0. They hand it off to Welton. Meets a slew of white and blue jerseys and somehow puts his back to him and goes backwards across the line.
Mishandling there between quarterback Jeff Wright and Roman Welton. Did a nice job handling the ball anyways and backed his way in for yet his 3rd 2-point conversion of the game.
With 2:02 left in the fourth quarter, it's Ubley 30, USA nothing on the WLW Sports Network.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to 3 decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318. 18.
The Bearcats have only 30. USA Patriots nothing with 2:02 left in the fourth quarter. And the football falls off the tee here for Rosenthal. So now they're going to bring in number 30, Evan Block. He's actually going to hold it and trust that Rosenthal has good aim here. Now he released the finger before it came through. So this one comes down to the 19-yard line into the hands of Dominic Guardian. He reverses fields. Barry Sanders asked down to the 35 across to the 40, and he's going to be brought down at the 43-yard line by a few white jerseys of Ubley. On the very bottom of that pile is number 65.
Cole Mychek.
The center on offense, 6'185", junior. First and 10 now for the USA Patriots as it's starting to rain just a touch again here. The umbrellas, it's almost like a synchronized swimming event out here. The umbrellas are up, the umbrellas are down. The umbrellas are up, the umbrellas are down.
Yes. They've been pretty fortunate today, Clark. Could have been a lot worse. Sounds like other games in the area are really struggling with the weather and lightning.
If we were any further east, I think this game would be under delay, as is the Marlette Bad Axe games currently. First and 10 for the Patriots, right to left across your radio. It's a handoff to Miller Wise coming around the right end. He has the distance. He has leverage. He's across the 45, and he's going to have forward progress down to the 47. A flag comes out late. And it's going to be a face mask, or it's going to be a block in the back. They're actually going to call that on USA. So there goes any forward progress for USA, and they're going to be pushed back on this one.
Tackler on that play, Jonathan Bisher.
Minute 42 left in the fourth. 47 seconds before halftime in the Vassar-Harbor Beach game. It's Harbor Beach 35, Vassar nothing.
Austin Seltz with his second touchdown run.
We knew Harbor Beach was fast, but they also scoring very fast against what we thought was a very good Vassar team.
They sure are. Apparently a weather delay doesn't slow them down at all.
30-0 here. Ubley leading USA with a minute 42 left in the fourth. USA with the ball. After a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, puts them all the way back to their own 31-yard line, block in the back after a 4-yard gain from Miller-Wise around the right end. First down and 25 to go. He'll be able to stop with the McDonald's, get a Big Mac, and then still continue on until this first down hits. I'm sorry. Tanner Foley with the carry on this one on the keeper. He gets across the 35. I'm going to try and reword that one. Out to the 36-yard line. Tanner Foley gets about 5 yards on that keeper and pushes it now to his second and 17.
Jonathan Bisher making another tackle on for Ubley Bearcats.
USA going right to left across your radio. Unionville to Sebring. Less than a minute to play in the fourth. 30-0, Ubley leading the USA Patriots. USA slow to exit their huddle. In between the hash marks at their own 36-yard line. Now 40 seconds left. Receiver wide to the right. Wing or a slot to the left. Now man in motion. Foley rolls to his left, looking to pass to his right. Nothing there for the screen pass. And Ubley's going to bring him down in the backfield. I guess you could call for a sack. Number 57 of Ubley, Brandon Sandro, comes through. And he's going to get the credit for that for the shoestring and then full body tackle. And we have a flag on the play close to the line of scrimmage. And this is going to be personal foul against Ubley. Not exactly sure on what exactly that was. Regardless, this could be a 15-yard walk-off from the spot of foul, which is at the 40.
That penalty will be an automatic first down for USA.
So they're saying the spot of the foul was at the 30-yard line. Personal foul, 15 yards walked off to the 45. It is now
that must be a fourth down. They called that penalty in where the tackle was made, Clark, so it almost had to be a late hit on the quarterback, I think, as he was going down by the second Ubley player who hit the quarterback. That happened to be number 67, Sawyer Messing.
Fourth down now for USA with much shorter to go, fourth and 8 from their own 45-yard line. The first down marker is at the 47 of Ubley.
And that's the final play of the game.
And as they come up to the line of scrimmage,